about this idea of having 3 muscles. We finished this, right? Right? We had in the Gemara. The Gemara says that ma oni dalki ma dak shel oni beprusa, that it's normal for an oni to have only broken pieces, and therefore the matzah should be broken. We saw in Tesis that the birchas hamaytzi is also referring to the prusa. I mean, both arachidus matzah, arachidus matzah is possible to referring to the prusa. The arachidus matzah is the mitzvah of eating matzah, is certainly meant to remember, done in a way, reminds us of being a poor guy. But even the birchas hamaytzi, even the birchas hamaytzi should be done over the prusa. That's what Tesis told us. There's a din, you need to have lechem mishnah. You need to have lechem mishnah. So set up, I'll have lechem mishnah. I'll have lechem mishnah, but I'll make the bracha on the prusa. So I'll have 3 matzahs. One top, the bottom, which will be the shleimis. And in the middle, you'll have the prusa. And then Tosha said that also the rif seems to imply, chim posik, rif implies, not implies, paskin, that you need to have lechem mishnah. We have to look at this rift. I don't know if you managed to see it. We have to look at the rift. The rift learns differently. Although the place is close to this rift, it's with a slightly different connotation. So we'll see that shortly. And Tesis ended off with a question. If you're going to say that you need to have Shnei Chamishna on Yom Tov, if you need that Chamishna on Yom Tov, that means the mon didn't fall on Yom Tov. Yeah, when we daven on Shabbat, we seem to say that the mon only didn't fall on Shabbat and not on Yom Tov. So that was a kasha Tesis had. But Tesis says that you make a bracha, hamaytzi, and arachidus matzah on the prusa. That's what Menachem Meyuni did, and Reb Yontzis did that. He used to make hamaytzi and arachidus matzah on the prusa. Let's end it off. Achri. Let's end off with the last part of this. Achri. Are you mevarach hamaytzi ala shleimo? He would make hamaytzi. He would recite the bracha of hamaytzi on the shleimo. He was inside the bracha hamaytzi on the shleimo. V'hoda arachidus matzah aprusa. We used to say the bracha hamaytzi is going on the shleimo. I say this doesn't explain why that is. Why is the bracha hamaytzi going on the shleimo and the bracha arachidus matzah is going on the prusa? This does not explain. And he would break both of them together. And that's what the minig of everyone does. So Tosfos brings this tree that says you would make the bracha of hamaytzi on the shleimo. Doesn't explain why. So there's two reasons given by Rishonim why the bracha of hamaytzi should be said on the shleimo and not on the prusa. So we're going to see the Rosh, and that will be one of them. And then we'll see another one in other Rishonim. Okay, let's turn the Rosh. That's where we're up to. Up to the Rosh.
What's the question we're finding out?
Why is the Broch of Amaiti done on the Shleim and not on the Prusah? The Rosh is one shot. Rosh, oh, let me share with you. The Rosh was Simon Lamed. Thomas Moore. Oh, I'd like to see Simon Lamed. Amar Shmuel, lechem oinim, lechem shoinim olav dvorim. Tana mahoki lechem oinim, tova achet. Do you have it, Simon Lamed? There's actually somewhere here. Here's Lamed, here. Tova achet. Lechem oinim, ma danke shel oinim, hu masig ishto yoife, afkan hu masig ishto yoife. So vache, madach shel oni beprusa, afkan ami beprusa. Let the argument. Hilkoch says Rosh, bepesach mevolken al achas beprusa. You make a bracha on 1.5. 1.5, not 2.5, on 1.5. This is a quote of the Rish. Al v'shtayam and tovim, but in on a tarsi rift to shlinto. On every other yontif, we make hamaytzi over 2. Tomer Baba, chayvodim, it says, take your courage to Shabbos. A person has to start, break his meal over 2 loaves. My time, I to lechem mishnah, it says, on Erev Shabbos, to take lechem mishnah. So made on Shabbos, we take lechem mishnah, to remember the fact on Erev Shabbos, we had a double mon portion. And Mepashi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon explained, the Biyamin Tovim, Biinon, Al Steki Kores, Kamei Veshabbos. Also in Yom Tov, you need to do it over two loaves, just like Veshabbos. Tekech Yuva Veshabbos, Tekech Yuva on Shabbos, Wal Meshundal, Enoch Isman Veshabbos. Because the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. We're on page 266 in that. It's in the Rosh, within the Rosh. Tekech Yuva the Shabbos, Mishun Le'enoch Isman Veshabbos, Avanoch Is Be'er Shabbos. It would fall on Erev Shabbos, Zugi Zugi. Double portions. Or be Yomim Tovim Nami. On Yom Tov also, Le'enoch Is, it wouldn't fall. El Avanoch Is Be'er Yom Tov.
Nami.
Yeah. Nami Le'enoch Is, it also wouldn't fall. On Yom Tov. Yom Tov.
Yeah.
El Avanoch Is Be'er Yom Tov, it would fall on Erev Yom Tov, Kamei the Avanoch Is, in the second column. Second column there. No. On page 2, there on second column. We're about 8 lines down or so.
On the inside?
Yeah. Probably the Avanoch Is Be'er Yom Tov. Kamei the Avanoch Is Be'er. 7 lines. Therefore, on Yom Tov, you need to make it over two loaves. Could it be in a Mishavta? This all there is. V'atze lechem oinim v'gor l'chado. The pasuk of lechem oinim, which tells us madach sh'oni b'pruso, knocks it down one of them, v'ik b'pruso, and you, it makes it now 1.5. Hilkach v'in on a mitzvah achkoda upazge. Therefore, you make your lechemist on 1.5 matzah. So how do you do it? If you mitzvah, when you make the broch and you break the matzah, monocle the prusa begavod the shlimta, you will put the prusa inside the shlema, ubeitzer. Huh? Inside. In those days, the matzah was soft. So they would put it inside. They take the big one, wrap it, fold it in half, put it inside. It would be inside, begavod, inside the shlimta.
It sounds like on top.
That would be out. Yeah, gav is in, bar is out. Right? A gav is a vase, is on top. Al gav, this is a little boss.
This prusa was showing in one
time. One time it was showing.
It broke it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that whoever made the prusa, that was a problem, the one that broke it. Before it was a shaling.
Right.
Why can't you make a brother? You make a prusa, and now you question, why make a brother a prusa?
Yeah,
who told you to break it in the first place?
You break it because the Torah says, lechem oni. Oni tells me that the brothers on Seder night has to be said on a broken piece of matzah.
Oh, so when you break it,
you break it first, like yachatz, you break it, and then now it's a lechem oni. And when you get to your matzah, you'll now be able to make it on a prusa. Right?
Right.
That is Shittas Rif. Shittas Rif is that you have Lechem Mishnah, like every other Yom Tov. But the Lechem Mishnah on Pesach is slightly different. Every other Yom Tov, you need two whole ones. And by Lechem Mishnah on Pesach, the Torah was the Galita, Lechem Oni, they went down from being two to being 1.5.
And from Rif?
This is, the Rosh is quoting the Rif.
Oh, okay.
The Rosh is Be'et, and the way it works is, the way in order of our Rishonim, had the Gemara, and then what the Rif did was he took the Gemara and he made a little compact edition of the Gemara just to Halachas. Mm-hmm. And then the Rosh went and elaborated on the Rosh, on the Rif. Right? That's, and then, so the Rosh very often just quotes the Rif, and then argues as it carries on.
Al-Khashivas
to make the brachas going on a sholi is more chashiv. On the one hand, we've got the idea of lechem oni. On the other hand, we want to give chashivas to the bracha of Amaitzi, so made that we tuck it in that way. It's as if we're making a bracha on the sholi. It's only as if.
Yeah, because then you only have one sholi, and it looks kind of funny that you only have one sholi when you should be having two sholi.
There's two different things. There's one thing you have to do with lechem oni, other thing you have to try and give chashivas to the bracha. So when I make a bracha for one loaf over two loaves, doesn't give it more chashivas to the bracha. That's another thing. You need lechem mishnah. So that's one thing. Another thing is, when you make a bracha, make sure it's a chashiv bracha. How do you make sure it's a chashiv bracha? By doing it over shalim. So although here I'm not going to be eating this one, I'm going to be eating the toros. At least it looks like it. Concern must have seen what it looks like. So, Yesh Mabim Rai. Now the Rosh starts speaking. Yesh Mabim Rai. Some people bring a Rai to this idea that you only have one Sholim. Yesh Mabim Rai. I think somebody in Shir was married this Mitzvah. I think so. But it's only by Masnissen. In our Mitzvah we had on Daf Kuf Yudalid, the thing it was. In our Mitzvah which we had on Daf Kuf Yudalid, it says, if you were to follow, they brought the Ka'ara, I'm always in the Ka'ara, Matzah, Mechazeres, Mechareses. Matzah in singular. Why did they not say Matzah? There were three. Why did they not say Matzah? Or two. Matzah says matzah. Oh, says the Rosh, right to the rim. There's only one whole matzah, so we're going to use matzah as in one whole one, and the broken one. Say that we use the lashon of singular to talk about that whole matzah. Yes, Mevim Raya. Oh, this word. Mediktoni Matzis and Eviel of Matzah. Amad lekin achodah matzah shlima matzah loshen yochid. So you see, there's only one right to the rish.
Everything is loshen yochid.
Well, chazeres, of course, there's only one. There's no din to have two chazeres. There's no din to have two chareishes. But matzah, really, you should have two, because it's like a mishnah. So why do you talk about loshen yochid? And I mind there's only one. Only one shot. I think something when we learn the mission, something else that one. At that point, we didn't know an answer. Now we see the Rosh says the Rish, and the Shama Medayik like the Rish from that. Below you near, says Rosh, I disagree on this whole idea. Below you near. Why? The Mishnah Pesach in the Nechemish, the Mishnah Kalimon Tevim. What's the difference between Pesach and any other Yontif? But there the din is Shalayitza, Elo, I'll speak Kikoris. You have to be put there on two Kikoris. Shleimim. We've got this posuk which we said is coming to make it down to 1.5. That's referring to the mitzvah, the lechem you're going to be eating, achilas matzah. Have an amoiti. She said, "Our shleimim beinam." The broch of amoiti has to be said on shleimim. Kesah yomim tovim, like any other yom. Teda, okay, teda. She main lechem oini. King kizayis. We only had one kizayis of lechem oini. So when are you going to eat that one kizayis of lechem oini? When are you going to eat it? Remember this one. Remember what the Rosh is saying here. The yoyichalayisa ba'achreino. You eat it at the end. This is Shittas Rosh. We're going to see Rashbam and other Rishonim that the mitzvah of matzah is dafikoma.
But we
don't hold of Hillel, and also Shana nowadays. Shittas Rashbam and Tosfos and the Rosh here says, and we had other Gemaras about it as well, right in the beginning of the parish, that if you only have one kizai, then you start your meal with matzah shir, or matzah the goy, right? Something which you're not making a mitzvah with. And then at the end of the meal, Papi Kaimon, you have your kizai matzah. So says the Rosh, that what would be if you had one kizai to matzah, what would you do? How would you start your meal? So you have at the end of the meal. So what do you have to start the meal? Vivarech ha-moitzah matashir. You make a moitzah matashir. No, how many matashirs would you have? How many matashirs would you have then?
He
says, possibly you would have two matzahs at the beginning of the meal. So you see, even on Pesach, there's a din of having two matzahs. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me on Pesach there's din only 1.5. Even on Pesach there's din to have two matzahs. If you have matzahs here, you possibly would do two matzahs. Huh? Because you start to stay there, you have your matzah at the end of the meal. If you only have one gazai to matzah, you only have it at the end of the meal when you have to kema. Oh, we have it, we have right at the beginning of the period. Places there. There's a matzah that is not stopped shomel. Matzah that wasn't, well, I was going back decades. We had the Sekes Shel Nochrim, Sekes of Goyim. Memani Odom creates the man, you can fill up your belly with them. As long as you have a Gezais Matzah at the end of the meal. The Gemara there said already, there's a Mem. That's the Gemara. The place is quoting the Gemara of Mem. It's a Gemara, it's Gemara of Mem. The Gemara of Mem says
yeah.
That's for the mitzvah of Apikana, the mitzvah of Matzah. Yeah, you only understand. Yeah, only as long as that. So, Erev Pesach. That was Sage's question then. So he's asked that question. What's the difference? Why in Erev Pesach you're not allowed to have Matzah Shiur, and you are allowed to have Matzah of Goyim the whole, and during the Seder night? Right, that was Sage's question there.
You have a Seder, you have to do something.
Right, well, top. You have to look again at Sage's. That was Sage's. Sage's are over there.
So he's going to write to the Rashbam.
We're not there with the Rashbam.
Why is it not a kasha on the
holy? We have to send when we get to the Kufkav. I told you have to stay still there. So another 3 or 4 months.
Oh my God.
Shouldn't take that long.
I will send me an email.
We could try our best. Maybe by then you'll be back again in Yad Vashem. So, the Rosh is possible that everyone would say it is. Everyone would say you need 2 matzahs. So Mela, you see, he did need like a mishnah on Seder night. So why are you telling me that from having a matzah, which I'm going to be yoyser with, all of a sudden like a mishnah goes out the window? He hasn't gone after the deer. So it's the deer. They want to bring a raya from the mafangi says matzah. So I disagree on the halacha first of all. The halacha is wrong. What are you saying? Really, on Seder night you need Lechem Mishnah, but there's a possible Lechem Ani told me to make it from 2 to 1.5. He says, you're wrong. The possible Lechem Ani has got nothing to do with Lechem Mishnah. The possible Lechem Ani has got to do with the mitzvah of Matzah, you've been used to the mitzvah of Matzah with I Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah needs 2 statements, I can't even go right for it. If you start your meal with Matzah Shiur, you've only got 1 kizai, so you're going to have that at the end. So you start with your meal with Matzah Shiur. No, how many Matzah Shiurs are you going to have? One and a half? No. About the two, he says, Mr. Ross. About the two. About the two. So Mela, okay, I hear you. So about the two, says, so just like you agree on Seder night, sometimes you're going to need Lechem Mishnah, so today as well, if you're using proper Matzah, not Lechem Matzah Shiur, you'd still need to have two. Now the Rosh, he also has been shouting at me, but the Rosh doesn't actually explain how he knows this thing. Right? Just his Tehda, his boss does it. Teda, one question at a time. Teda, im ein loy lechem oini kim kizayis yirich oizach in vilach maitya matzah shir pshitid the tauti shleim is be'ino. He doesn't explain why, but I think with a bit of brain power it's possible to work out why it is. And let's work it out. What was the Rosh Svara, the Rish Svara, why should go down to 1.5? Because there's lechem oini. Lechem oini tells me you cut it down to 1.5. But matzah shir is not lechem oini. Matzah shir is the opposite of lechem oini. Matzah shir is made of fruit juice. That's not lechem oini. That's why you can, why can't you be eaten with matzah shir? Why can't you be eaten matzah with matzah shir? What's wrong with it? It's not chometz, so I can't be eaten mitzvah matzah with matzah shir. Because not lechem oini.
That's how we define lechem oini. We define lechem oini as
fruit. Well, there's a whole bunch of things.
What?
A whole bunch of things we learn from Lechem Oni. One of them is not Tashir. The Matashir you can't be Yaitu with because it's not Lechem Oni, like the Rosh himself just said now. Why the Maitik will not use Matashir? He must want pleasant. He must want tasty.
Doesn't have Tamat.
So there's got to be a fruit juice on it. It's still got Tamat. So why can't we Yaitu? The Rosh said because You're not yoitza. It's not lechem oini. That's all the Rosh said. Tedem eino lechem oini. Chiyim kedai. So you're going to have lechem. You're going to have matzah shib. Shib dat shem is inon. Why? Because you don't have lechem oini. It's not lechem oini. Matzah shib is not lechem oini. If it's not lechem oini, so it doesn't make sense that you should take one and a half. And my rabbi would start with two loaves because you all there is a din of lechem ishon on Pesach. So there's no tzvah lechalek between matzah shib and any other matzah. Lechemonia means poor man's bread. Poor man's bread can be has manifested itself in many different ways. It manifests itself how you bake it. It manifests itself how it looks. It manifests itself in taste.
But
all of them are one idea.
Going back to our original shayla, how many do you need to eat in the beginning, right?
How many you need to eat?
Shayla was how we started. It's lechem oni needs to be made. When we make the bracha of Al-Khilas Masa, it needs to be on lechem oni.
Right.
How do we define lechem oni? So we said the Russians lechem oni is less than what you would ordinarily eat.
No. You're making a... The Ritz thing regarding the Brach of Hamoiti, that made it go down from 2 to 1.5. Why? Because that's Lechemoni. That's what the Ritz holds, that Lechemoni not only has a manifest itself regarding the mitzvah of Matzah, also manifests itself regarding the Brach of Hamoiti. The Brach of Hamoiti, which is normally said on Lechem Mishnah, on Seder night, there's a prophet telling you only 1.5. Not only is the prophet telling you have to perform the mitzvah is meant to be on an Arna Prusa. It also manifests itself in the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. It goes down to 1.5. The Brach of Almighty is said on our broken piece of matzah. That's the chiddush of the Rish. And the Rosh saying, no, the din of Lechem Oni only manifests itself regarding the mitzvah of matzah. But the din of Allah of Lechem Mishnah, which is a din which is Nagea every yontif, including Seder night, that din is not affected by Lechem Oni. Pasuk Lechem Oni wasn't talking about Lechem Mishnah. Pasuk Lechem Oni was referring to the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is the Allah Chiddush matzah. Making bracha Allah Chiddush matzah and eating the matzah. That's the mitzvah of matzah. There the Torah says Lechem Oni should be done on a prusa. But Amoitzi, why make a Amoitzi? Because of Lechem Mishnah. Amoitzi, that's like any other yontif. Two whole months. But there is the no. Lechem Oni, the Pasuk Lechem Oni told me that Lechem Mishnah also went down to 1.5. Says the Rosh, one sec. If you wouldn't have matzah, if you don't have the kizayis, you wouldn't be able to make hamaiti on your matzah. Hamaiti wouldn't be made on a matzah. Hamaiti would be made on a matzah shir. You're going to tell me there also is 1.5. That Lechem Oni would tell me that when you have your matzah shir, which is not Lechem Oni, it goes that one down to 1.5. I'm rather not. I'm rather need to. So Seder night needs to Lechem Mishnah. So why? Because it happens to be Lechem Oni. Should that have effect on the din of a Lechem Mishnah? It's the classic case of how the Brishkas would say it's two dinim. Classic case. You're buying two matzahs. There's two different dinim. There's a din regarding Lechem Mishnah and a din regarding Achilas Matzah. Lechem Oni is referring to Achilas Matzah. That needs to be broken. So regarding the din of Hamaiti Lechem and Oyez, which is din, you have to make a bracha of Hamaiti over two of a Lechem Mishnah. What Satan I got anything to do with this? How can Lechem Oni affect that? Rif says it did. He says, oh, that is, how can it affect him at last? My Kesha.
How would the Rif send him to us?
Something to Ian, we could work out.
So his logic is basically, since when we have something that's clearly not Lechem Oni, like Matzah Shira, they're clearly the concept of Lechem Oni applied differently in the sense of smaller portions or pieces, that surely would not apply to something that's not Lechem Oni
itself. Right.
So that, therefore, when you actually have real lechemoni in the sense that it's real matzah, so why should you have the concept of lechemoni prusa apply to that as well?
Right. If you see that regarding the mitzvah of lechem mishnah on Seder night, there's a din to have two whole ones.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's no svara why, because it's lechem oni, that din should go out of the way. If there's no din of lechem mishnah on Seder night, you'll tell me a special din lechem oni tells you no din of mitzvah of lechem mishnah Seder night made. That's not true. There is a mitzvah of lechem mishnah on Seder night. I'll prove it to you, because when you have matzah shir, you have to do over 2 matzahs, shlemus. So there is a din of lechem mishnah on Seder night. So says the Rosh, then, from that I've proven to you there is a din, I disagree with the fact that you're saying that lechem oni can affect that mitzvah of lechem mishnah. That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's just say that ideally that is how you would do it, but when you can't be time lechem oni, so you can get lechem shir, so then already we're not going to reduce shira to half, but that's not the ideal.
Yeah, Malcolm, you could say that's what the Rif would say. Ruadin Nami says the Rosh. So just like I told you about matzah shir, that's the din. Ruadin Nami yesh lo lechem oni toif mitchilo. Why should you not make a mitzvah on the shleima? Hilkach nogu om lasi sholish matzis. So therefore, the minig is to make 3 matzahs. It's a funny thing, but we know it's not a poshut, and we have 3 matzahs on the karo. Rechlal na poshut. Come to me, if his day tonight has 1.5 matzahs. That's all it was. It did not have 2 matzahs. It's 1.5 matzahs, and we do all 3 matzahs on 1.5 matzahs. So we have matzah and have kerich and afikarimon, all made out of the 2 matzahs. That's all there is.
I would love to say kerich actually from that one. Why couldn't you use the
you're right, the Ashkenaz is nice minig that they used to. The Ashkenaz is a bit Sarfat. Ashkenaz is Germany area, Sarfat is France, so those are all the Ashkenazim. So the minig there was, last is Isoin Echod, they would make these 3 matzahs from 1 Isoin. Isoin is Asir Seifot, which is 43 baits in. It's the size of 2 kilo, 2.25.
That was the overhand
of
it in the
car. Right, right. So seriously.
Why 1 opposed to 2?
He doesn't say, he says, they would do it zecha lachmi toida. They would do it zecha for lachmi toida. I'm reading this matzah as a thanks that we went out of prison. So they would do it zecha lachmi toida. So Yoitzim, Beit Asurin, somebody coming out of prison has to bring lachmi toida. Lachmi toida is a korban toida. Together with korban toida, they would bring 40 loaves, 10 chametz, and 30 matzahs. 4 types of bread, each one, so there was 40 loaves. So the Mela, they would bring them, there was brought Sholish Chalais Oisin Misoin Echot, the whole Minumin. There were 4 types of breads, and they would bring, after the, how would they do it? They would do 3 Chalais from 1 Isoin. That means each, there would be 40 Chalais, yeah? Mm-hmm. Each Chalais, the size of each challah would be 1/3 of an isoin. 3 challahs from 1 isoin. So work out the math, how many isoin it would bring. That's how it would bring the whole min of min. Hoyushleish is so nice. Each min, there was 3 isoin. Vishlish isoin. 3 1/3 isoin. Each min, so there's matzah and ruchol, 4 types of matzahs. Either he would bring 4, each min would bring 3 1/3 isorin, and each 3 1/3 isorin was divided by 10. So how much would each matzah be? 1/3 of an isorin, right? So, right? Each matzah would be, oh, good at maths. 3 1/3 isorin were 10 matzahs. So how much is 1 matzah?
Well, 3 1/3 divided by 10.
Right, how much is that? third. Right. A third. Shemela, that would be a third. So they would make, so say the night, to remember that, we would make three matzahs out of one isari. That means each matzah would be a third of isari. The matzahs in those days were much thicker than ours. You think we're all out nerving. Matzah is much thicker than ours, because a third of 1 second, a third of isari is about,
Can you buy them now?
I don't know.
A
third of isari is, even if you go with the smallest sphere, so it's like 500 grams each run. Each month of 500 grams. And nowadays, you can be a month so you get with the for 10 grams. Wow, you're paying millions of scotty for that.
I got
a big toaster oven.
Let's see, it sure can be done.
Yeah, sure it is.
I don't know
if that's right. So that's what they would do. The months were much bigger and much thicker.
Big months and
right. And simon, they would make some type of simon, which matzah went in the oven first, or trisha and sheni shlishis, like they were doing in the master shekel in the bit midosh, because then aleph beis gimel on the boxes were written aleph beis gimel, leida ezmen nitchema rishona, which box was donated first, shemitzah v'rishona, the mitzvah to use the first one first. So they would have some type of sign on the matzah, which one was the first, which one was the second, which one was the third, and that was the minig in those days.
Is it
40 months, or 30 months? 30 months? Where? By the 30 or 40, yeah, 30 months is 10
months.
No, you're talking about... Beta? Beta, yeah. The three masters, they would have to make a sin, which one's Aleph, which one's Beis, which one's Gimel. To know which one was the first one that went in the oven, which one's second, which one's third. Why? Because there's an Indian to use the first one first, and the second one second, and the third one third. Like you find that with when they brought Master Shekel, they used the Skolim that they brought first, they used first, the Skolim brought second, they used second, the Skolim used third, they used third. So there's an Indian of using...
Okay,
it's all been all good.
Okay,
it's okay. You can, it's fine. It's just, if they're all the same mahudah, same hidah, there's an idea of using the first one first, second one, and then third one. There's an idea behind it. It's a minute they used to do. You're right, if there's other chesbonahs, other chesbonahs, why did the first one broke? So you wouldn't use it. You'd use the first one second. No, that's just an idea. That meaning what? There's a din. There's a din. So you should use the first thing first. That's what a din is. Which is negah for other things as well. Right? Where do we know this idea that you should use the first thing first? We know it from the Rishka. It's negah for other things as well. Some mitzvah is designated for mitzvah, and then something else designated for mitzvah. You should use the first thing that is designated for mitzvah first, and not the second one. Unless you got the chesbonus. If there's no chesbonus, that's what you should do.
What's another example of that?
Oh, me, this is the Rosh, 1 second.
Another example of that?
Of using the first thing first?
It's kind of infinite. You check out the wrong and the wrong. That's different.
1 second. Oh, me, when Hechlev Shneer B'Risheno. If you swap them, don't worry about it. Lo Yikev. Kidinitza B'Megillah. Now, here's your example. Okay. It says, Rishen Ha'Yakir Al-Bob Sukim. Rishaini Sukar Al-Bob. Rishaini Sukar. So there we have to read 10 sukkim. 10 sukkim for Krishna Torah. So how do you divide it up? So you do the first guy does 4, second guy does 3, and the third guy does 3. And that way you got to 10 sukkim. Why is the first guy to do 4? Because the first guy that does the mitzvah should do the bigger one, should do the better one. So what happens if you didn't need to swap it around? What happens if the second guy did 4 and the first guy did 3? Also, maybe you haven't okay. So all these ideas of doing it in the most opportune and proper way, they're all the chaschila. Okay, so all that was interesting. It was like in a bracket. It wasn't why I really wanted to focus on this minig in Ashkenaz. It was an interesting minig. But now he goes back to his halacha, which he said earlier. He told us. The one that managed to get the 4. The one that managed to get the 4, he gained. He benefited. Because he was there to do the 4 sukkim. Isn't that Mishabach? Somebody's there to say an extra posuk in the Torah.
What's he mishubach for? He wasn't the one who decided.
He read it. I don't even want to
know. He read it?
He read it.
He was the third one. The only reason he's not reading four is because others two read three.
Okay.
Alright,
a question on the Gemara there. Fine. Fair enough. So, question on the Gemara there. You can look it up afterwards. Amaraitan Shalosh Matzis. Now he goes back to the halacha, which is the subject matter at hand. Let's just remind ourselves. Perosh Tola, 3 matzis. Why 3, Bernard? Two statements and one the mitzvah. Which one do you make a mitzvah? No, that's just a remnant. Which one do you make a mitzvah on the same mitzvah? On the same mitzvah. Which one do you make alachis matzah on? The Prusa says there are umayos and sholish matzahs of those 3. Yivetzea ashnia lishnai. Break the middle one into 2. Miyishmechatzer afikoymon. And keep half of it for afikoymon. You then place the broken one in between the two ones. On the top one, you make a moitzi. Right. V'arapruso yivarech alachilis matzah. V'oichlon biyachad, and you eat them together. V'kolachas kizayis. You eat from each one a kizayis.
Shouldn't you say from the top
of
the bottom?
Not
from the top and not from the bottom one. I mean,
make
it make a
motion
on the top
of
the bottom.
So let's just explain the Rosh. The Rosh told us. I'm sure I had you listen. The Rosh told us that you make a bracha mitzvah on the top one. You need to have 2 statements. I need 2 statements. Yeah, you need 2 statements. And Lechem Mishnah is not machayiv you to eat both matzahs. Lechem Mishnah is no thing you have to eat both loaves. You make a mitzvah on one of them, and the other one's there because of the inyan of Lechem Mishnah. But you only eat one of them. So Meila says to Rosh, you make a mitzvah on the top one. Why the top one? Maybe the bottom one. Why? The makor of making matzah on yontif on the top matzah is from this rosh, from this halacha. Simon Risha in Dalit, the Dark Moshe, brings our halacha. The makor that you may use the top matzah is from this halacha. That you've got a mitzvah in front of you, you should use that one on Shabbos. On Friday night, you cut the bottom matzah. But on Yom Tov, or any other time, you cut the top matzah. What about on Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos at Bernard's? Which matzah do you cut? Huh?
On the top one.
Where's it learn from?
Here.
Seder night falls on Shabbos, right? And which matzah you take? Says Rosh, you take the top matzah. You see, even on Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you take the top matzah. It's not from here. This isn't the code. The Gemara of Rome says on Seder night, before the Yom Tov, before the Shabbos, you take the top matzah.
Don't you see how Moshe and both colleges are
joking
on one?
You make a mitzvah what you eat.
You don't hold them both?
You hold them both. Okay, because the chemishna requires me to hold them both.
Right, so when he says,
what am I in my kavana, which one am I going to eat?
So when he says that you make a mitzvah
on the top?
On the top.
It's the one that you plan to eat.
Okay, so means that's the one you eat first.
Yes. Yeah.
So it means that you don't have in mind all of them.
You've only got? Yeah. Your mind is what you're going to eat. You're going to eat the top one. That's what you're going to have. Now, because of that, other food is going to be potter from it. I mean, if you eat the bottom matzah, you're also not going to have to make another broth.
Well, yeah, I'm going to
put it's included in your bracha, but the
you
focus.
Don't have to.
Yeah. So it says the Rosh, you make a bracha on the top. So that was the answer to your question, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. So it says the Rosh, you make a bracha on the top one. Right, you make a bracha on the top one. But look what the Rosh told us. V'yeichlan biyachad, eat together. Mikol achas kizayis. Each one of them eats a kizayis. The 2 chiddushim. You eat them together. One chiddush. Eat them together. Why do I have to eat them together? Let me eat them and then eat them after. Eat them together. One chiddush. Another chiddush is each one of them has to be kizayis. Why does the first one have to be kizayis? Tishrei Achilas Matzah. Don't you need a kazayis? Because it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah needs a kazayis. A moitzi needs a kazayis. Why does a moitzi need a kazayis? Why does it need a kazayis? If you have a, you want to eat a crumb, you make a moitzi. You don't need to have a kazayis. If you're busy frying your fish or your schnitzel, and you're left with matzah crumbs, and you'd like to eat a little bit of the matzah crumb, so you put your finger in the matzah thing, and you'd like to eat it. There's a few granules of matzah meal on your matzah. You have to make a bracha. I may say from an art. Even if it's guys. The washing is ready because less than a kazayis, the chumra to wash. Right? The chumra to wash. Without a bracha. I'm waiting, you have to make. Because the less than a kazayis, you have to make a moichi. So why on earth does the Rosh say that you need to have a kazayis?
Because it's washed with the bracha.
So what? You're eating a kazayis from matzah.
But when you had
the kavana on the... So then this is dying, it's because you're going to be eating kazayis matzah. But you are going to eat the kazayis matzah.
Right.
And how much is because of the thing? How much is it going to require me kazayis? So why did Rosh get from me? Need to have
a kazayis.
I'm
drinking the Shabbos.
No.
If you'd wash,
yeah.
You wouldn't eat a
kazayis. Okay.
Are you
eating the Shabbos? Are you eating the Shabbos? Why not? It might not be eaten until the Shabbat. For me, so why not?
The recognition itself requires to show that...
Where's the Makosis of the... That's four beits. That's four beits. If you have less than four eggs, that's 200 grams of cake, you don't make a moitzi. That's cake. For bread, you definitely make a moitzi.
A
rather. Bread, any sort of... Any quantity. Any quantity.
Eating the bread for the fish?
No, eating bread for the bread. You like to have your matzah meal. You want to taste matzah meal.
You want two separate
mitzvahs.
You have two separate
kazayis. What mitzvah is it with our mitzvahs? There's a din to have matzah on Seder night.
Okay.
There's actually a din you need a commission as well, but that doesn't require me to eat the kazayis from it. So this Rosh is a big chiddush. This Rosh tells us a chiddush gadol that there's a din to have a kazayis when you have a mitzvah. The chiddush din, which is on maybe Shabbos Dafka or Yom Tov Dafka, or the Magen Avraham, we've got all the chiddushim are positive about it. The Magen Avraham talks about it. Why is it necessary to have a kazayis? But this Ramah, this Rosh holds it's necessary because it's not halacha.
That's just on paper?
He holds for Christ's Shabbos as well. Maybe even during the week he holds that the bracha makes you make on your bread. At the Hidu you should have a kazayis. You would have to make a mitzvah even if you don't have a kazayis. At the Hidu you should have a kazayis. The Hidu's got it in the Rosh.
Could you say Shabbos and kazayis isn't considered a
kazayis? No, it's not true. It's not called to consider an achila when you make a bracha al-achilas matzah, where the Torah is machayev me an achila. The Torah is not machayev me an achila. It's not achila shalek it out from. Any small or not, you have to have a bracha.
No, not that you wouldn't make a bracha. I'm not saying that you wouldn't make a bracha, but I'm saying that the Torah wants you to do a achila.
Where the Torah doesn't say you want you to do achila on Seder night?
The
matzah. The al-achilas matzah, I'm going to have to have a kazayis. I'm asking why in the other one, the shleimah, you need to have a kazayis. Why in the shleimah do you need to have a kazayis? On the achilas matzah, so you need to have a kazayis, right? The mitzvah of achila needs a kazayis. But why on the shleima, what you're doing on kazal amaytzi? Why does that need to be a kazayis?
Yeah, because they have the basis of that, Yom HaShishidai.
No, he doesn't say that.
By the way, he said you have to have a kazayis on each one. Even on the third also,
No. He hasn't got to hear that yet. On the first and the second, he said you have to have a kazayis.
You must be kidding me. If you have a piece of shit and you have breadcrumbs and you eat that, that is chocolate.
Yeah, sure. That's
you said it was most.
No, I didn't say that. Because I said somebody's frying schnitzel. He's frying schnitzel. Right? And he's left with some breadcrumbs on the plate. And he'd like to eat those breadcrumbs. He's not eating the schnitzel now. He'd like to eat just the breadcrumbs. It's not toffle, it's on the plane, it's not nothing to do with the shmita. I'm not eating the shmita. Toffle only helps you if it's good. I'm eating the ikka. I'm not eating the ikka. I'm just eating the breadcrumb. You just eat the breadcrumb, you have to make a broth on it.
I didn't even do that. I made lasagna.
Alright, so that's not halacha. Okay.
It's sweet, you know, it's sugar and salt.
It's definitely amazing. Okay, definitely amazing. Tomato, matzanir, not baked, not cooked, just matzanir, plain matzanir. If you want to have plain matzanir that hasn't been cooked yet, hasn't been baked, it is anymore cooked there. It's matzah. It's matzah that's being ground down. Okay, so that's, you can argue in our lock afterwards. So the Meila says to us, but why do you feed them together? That Rosh doesn't say why. Chiddush, kizayis, you have to have kizayis and matzah, but why do you feed them together? He doesn't explain. No,
Hillel.
No, we're having matzah and moitzi together. We're talking about matzah. You're having matzah and moitzi together. He said you have to have both together. So the Ross said you have to have both together. Why? Why should you have both together? So one shot could be that if you eat your moitzi first, then you would have eaten matzah already. And when you come to the mitzvah of matzah, you've already been mekayem the mitzvah of matzah. Halachically, you only have to eat one kazayis of matzah to be mekayem the mitzvah of the matzah. And you want to have that one kazayis from the prusa.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have it from the shreifa. So if you have it, if you have your shreifa first, because that's what you made the mitzvah from, then by the time you come to your prusa, you've already been mekayem the mitzvah of the matzah.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do that. The Mela, on the other hand, you can't just go straight to the Matzah, the Prusah, because you made a Moitzi on Shreim, you have to make a Bokhara, and you have to eat the same one. The Mela, you're going to eat them both together. And that way, you're going to get the best of both. Well, we do it for different reasons.
He holds that if you don't have it, all you have is the Kazayis, you have it at the end.
Right.
That's the commitment.
Right.
According to his own Shita, how do you resolve the problem you just raised? If your Yun said, the
Achilas
Matzah in the beginning of the meal, even though the
Ikra is
at the end.
Right, so you have to wait for that Kufka. Good question, that's Kufka. That's the story. That's our friend Rabbi Neumann is very, very
funny.
When we get that, Yetz Hashem, 120A. So, says the Rosh carries on. Rosh continues. Umi oistan sholish matzah yitza shneir. We said that, sorry. Umi nashmishis. And from the third one, yasa kicha kira. You do kicha like kira. Kivan to tikkun sholish mikol chada. Since they instituted three matzahs, kivan to tikkun sholish, since they instituted three matzahs, mikol chada navid bomit. We'll make sure to do a mitzvah from each one of them. They instituted three matzahs because they're commissioner. But let's use the third one for a mitzvah, and we'll say the third one will be for Koyach. Okay, so at count, with the machlekes, Rif and Ross. Rif holds, what brachos do you make on the prusa? Hamoiti and Hamoiti and Achilles matzah on the prusa. The Ross holds, what brachos do you make on the prusa? And Achilles matzah. What one done, Hamoiti on the shleima. So machlekes between Rif and Ross is on the shleima. On Hamoiti. Hamoiti, do you do on the Shleim or do you on the Prusa? That's the Machlekes. Halachinus Matzah, they all agree is going to be on the Prusa. And the Machlekes is regarding Hamoiti, is on the Shleim or is on the Prusa. It says to Rosh, Haritha Lotte de Chevishneim, somebody wants to be ate to both opinions, I mean the Rif and himself, Yivoyich, Hamoiti Valachinus Matzah, make a broch, both brochers, don't yet break any of the matzahs yet, the Yivsim in Hashem and a Prusa Geh, but then after it breaks both of them, at one time, and that way you'll be able to both opinions. That means don't make a moitzi and then break off a bit, and then make a achilas matzah. Rather, make a moitzi and achilas matzah together, and then break them both together. And that way, if the bracha of a moitzi he holds on the shlema, I made on the shlema. If the bracha is on the prusa, I made on the prusa. And then I break them both together, and then you partake from your moitzi matzah together. And that way, you've been mekayim the inyan according to both opinions. Right? I mean, if you would say a mitzvah, then you break the shleima, then kiddush that mitzvah is going on the shema, not on the prusa. So mainly you make a mitzvah on the shema and the prusa, and your mind is that according to me it's on the shema, according to him it's on the prusa, and with that you mekayim the idea of both them together. That's shittas rosh. That's shittas rosh. So shittas rosh has had, well, had so far in this sugya is that maitzi is a machlokes, matzah everyone agrees is on the first one. And here now, goes together. So you've got a question from the Hira, what do you do about maitzi? Yeah, that's something that Kutkaf is going to talk about. There's one other opinion, there's lots of opinions, but one other opinion we'd like to speak about that's not mentioned so much with Halacha, but Maisa Fal, is there's an opinion of holds that the Maitzi is the Lechem Oini, which is like the Rif, and the Matzah is the Shlema. Because they hold, Einet Emitzes Chavilis Chavilis, you can't do two things on one Matzah. And therefore, the Maitzi is Lechem Oini, because that's what the Rif told us. It's happening in the moment of office. And once I've used the Maitzi for one of them, I can't use the Matzah for that one. So now I'm only left with the Shlema. So I make a bracha of the Achilles Matzah on the Shlema. And that's brought down in the Torah. And because of this opinion, we have now a whole new dimension on Zedarai. Because we now have a machlekes on which matzah was Achilles matzah. Is it on the broken one, like Rav Yishein holds? Or is it on the top one? Is it on the shlema, like the opinion, very minority opinion holds? Therefore it's brought down, they should try and have a kazayif from each one. So Rosh said anyway, should have exactly, but we don't pass
right. At the same time.
And therefore it's brought down, you should try and have exact from each one. You should try to have it together, because we've got to stop at which one's the right one. Vidi Evid, if you can't have them both together, it's hard to eat them both together, you can have kazayit of the first one first, and kazayit of the second one second. That's just brought down. But the other, it's hard to do that even. I think just have one kazayit from any of the
matzahs. The Baal HaBayis?
No, this is for every person.
So how can you get a kazayit out of the offer?
If you've got lots of people, how to do it? Yeah, you're quite right. This whole age which we've spoken about is all talking about when you're using the matzahs of the Kaara for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got lots of guests and there's no way they can use the matzah of Kaara for it, then they can just take a kazayit of matzah from a box, and then that they can be yeses on that. But and you give them, ideally you should give them a little bit of your top matzah, so they should be yeses and maitzi, a little bit of your lechem mishnah. You should get a little bit, not kazayit, a little bit of your top matzah, then they eat a kazayit of the broken matzah. Some people have a minig, that's what my father's minig is, other people do, is they fill up the Kaara with lots of matzahs. And Kielu, the top matzah is three of them. And the middle matzah is three of them. And the bottom matzah is three of them. Mm. And when he makes his bracha, he's got kavana all three. And his kavana makes his matzah all three. And that way, everyone's eating from the Kaara. That's one eighth, another eighth is you have different people around the table, each one having a Kaara. Definitely eighth should have to sort out. But if somebody's not having from the Kaara, then they don't need to have two positions. They clearly don't need to have two positions. All in them, two positions, and they'll stop at which one is.
Mm.
So, we've had different opinions of this thing. The Rosh is the most interesting shita. There's a sin to have two kazetim, even though he knows which one is the Maitzi and which one is the Matzah. He holds Maitzi is the top one, Matzah is the middle one, and he still has to have two kazetim. This is the chiddush of the Rosh, not accepted out of the Chlal. They don't hold you need to have two kazetim because of the Maitzi. But what is accepted is that we don't know what's the Maitzi and which one's the Matzah. Because most opinions hold the Maitre is the top one, the Matzah is the middle one. Some people say the Maitre and the Matzah is the middle one, but there is a lone opinion that says that the Maitre is the middle one, but the Matzah is the top one.
So how do you say that Monisha December 11th to run on a full Matzah, and that has to be the middle Matzah?
Yeah, that's only Malazom Harbe.
Yeah, but
why can't it be the whole Matzah?
Because that's not broken.
It's not broken. Madak Shalim Bepusa, right?
Right.
It's hard to find the sitter, but there is such a sitter, and if you look, I think maybe there's a remnant to it.
In the Gemara?
In the Gemara gives a remnant to it. Let me find it. Here, over here on the Kuf, says Vama Medvei. He says, the Kamal of Nisha Yontav Tzav Lutzei Astei Kikari is Kishavi. Belkif Bepesach Maniach Prusa Betzei Shema U Beitzea U Mitzabra Prusa Mnei Shemi Mashlema. Some people say it's still Mashlema. Some people say the Achilles, some people learn in this Rabbeinu Chananah means the Achilles must was on Mashlema. In the back he brings down these opinions to Ravon. It's a very minority opinion, but we still take it into account. So made on Seder night, that's where it comes from, this idea of having two kizistics. Why? Because we don't know which one is the Achilles Matzah. So made we have a chaschil two kizistics. So you can't do it, one kizistic is good enough. So the other one kizistic is good enough.
Because Yom Tov starts to start al Shvei Kars for Shabbos. You write Kish Shabbos like you do, and you let them on there, and they say, yes, sure, very much later. So that implies that it's not the
Hanamot. Yeah, you're right. So reading this doesn't imply that, so right. So the back brings down a Hagadot Maimonides to quote Rabbeinu Chananah, so maybe it's not this one. Rabbeinu Chananah holds that you make it on the Al-Khidus Mat was going on the top one, the back is because of Enech and Mitzvah Chavidus Chavidus. This idea, Enech and Mitzvah Chavidus Chavidus, is a big Kiddush.
How would that be? How would it be?
They're making Gat also make the also Matzah.
Is that one? Hashem wanted to be on one Pusa, and on the Pusa you're going to be Mechani, you have to be composed beyond that Pusa. So what's the question here? In order to eat that Pusa that Hashem wants you to eat, you have to be composed. So where's the question start?
The Moskva asks every Kiddush we do like that, right? Every Kiddush we do, both big old, and I take a turn. The Moskva asks, it's Kasa, it's a strong person. The Moskva asks, you're welcome to do it. So, that's the sugar of the Matzah. There's a lot more to talk about it, but I prefer to leave it. If those who want to be more Ma'ayin, there's a Molokai, there's Tetzah, and Sofim, Brochus, Lama, Tetzah, and Tetzah, there's Ma'ayin in it there as well. So we're going to get to the Mishnah we have to send. The Mishnah we got to about the Haritha.
Yes, we said one of them was in the Mitzvah or something.
So Beth Menen. Same on Mitzvah. Mitzvah also says Beth Menen, right? So, that was the trigger to relaunch.
So they say you're not, you're supposed to do it that way.
Yeah, relaunch it does. That's done the daf earlier. So we have to hear from the two dots until the Mishnah that Hilchos Chareis says. Hilchos Chareis says there's a place that you can learn. There's two places that you can learn. That shouldn't take too long with Chalal. And then in Etzem, we're on to Manishtano. Manishtano. And then we're getting close to the end already. Getting close to the end of Zagata, which we're going to miss out again, and closing in on Daf Kuf Chaf. Okay.